Yo, it is Roasting the World. Radio. Yo, it is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasted. I'm your host. I don't got no some long intro this time. The King of Comedy, Dakota.
Hi, Dakota, and I am Sherry Cliff. I am your co-host.
Whoa, whoa. Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
What was that name again?
Sherry Cliff.
Holy crap.
I am here. Yay.
No. I'm dreaming, aren't I? Yeah. This is a fever dream. I have corona, don't I? No.
I am actually here. I know. It's like this year, we're just talking, has been so crazy, like so ridiculously absurd with everything that's going on for everyone and everywhere. And it's just been one crazy roller coaster ride. How about for you?
The whole year or just the last few months?
The whole year.
The whole year, it's been interesting.
I know the last few months. I know. I don't know what to say, but I apologize for my absences. Like, for real. Like, it's really been crazy around here. And I apologize to all the listeners.
We all know you guys, you've had stuff going on, so it's not... No worries. I held the fort down.
Okay. Oh, good.
The fans might be a little tired of just hearing me talk to myself, but, you know, whatever.
No. I've actually listened to them. You did pretty well. Like, I don't think I could sit here, like, actually talking to myself for more than, like, maybe 5 minutes.
That's how I was the first couple of times I did it. Like, if you listen to the earlier, like, of just me by myself, I'm like like every other word. But then finally I got to the point where I'll start talking and then I'll look and be like, oh crap, 10 minutes has gone by. Well, I can keep doing that.
Right? I can remember one of the shows you kept doing it and I'm like, he's going, either he's really nervous or...
Is that the one where I called myself out on it? Because there was one where I was like, I was kept saying, and then I was like, I know I took this class in college. I'm not supposed to say,
but,
guys, I promise. I went to college to have a science of communications, okay? I really do know how to talk in front of people.
I think we all do it, though. Like, you got so much to say, and then you're like, well, where do I start with this, you know? And you get
right.
it all in your head before you get on the line. And then once you're here, it's like, okay, you can only say it once, one certain way, and you want everyone to understand it. So
right.
your brain, like, runs into walls. You're like, where do I
and everybody knows my brain's not there to begin with, so.
Oh, come on. We do kind of know that, but, you know. It's okay, Dakota. We love you.
I might have a few missing brain cells or something going on, but
we all do, especially now. You know, I feel like I lose brain cells whenever I wear the mask. I know that sounds funny, but you know, you don't get the oxygen you need, and like for
right.
some reason.
Yes, that's my excuse. I got to wear a mask all day at work, so that's my excuse.
Yeah. So when you goof up, you just go, oh, lack of oxygen to the brain, right? See? Get y'all out of a lot of trouble. So you just got to remember to save the mask fall. Yeah. So.
Yes. That's my new excuse from now on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what this is. Okay, maybe you can help me, Dakota. Like, I'm blonde. We all know that. But, you wear a mask, right? It's for some reason, it makes me visually impaired sometimes when I'm shopping.
Yes, that happens.
That happens
to me all the time at work, but sometimes it's even worse because, like, I got to wear a, like, under my mask, I got to wear a beard. What are they called? Like, hair nuts, like the beard nuts.
Oh, yeah.
For my beard. So when I wear that in my mask, it shoves my mask up sometimes. So sometimes my mask would be, like, covered in my forehead and shit.
I'm sorry, it's kind of funny. I was just thinking of, like, really kind of like a lunch lady, you know, you wear the beard thing and then you wear the mask. Do you have to wear glasses too, though, or?
Nah.
Do they make you? Oh, okay.
Nah, I don't have to wear, not yet. They were talking about getting us the face shield thingies.
Oh, that'd be so much better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I honestly, it's like, we already got to wear the mask, we already got to wear this, we already got to wear that, we got to wear this, and it's like, I really don't want to wear anything else, you know?
Oh, right, you mean they make you wear the mask plus the shield? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
They would make us do all that, because, like, right now, we got to wear the mask, like, no matter what. And I always wear gloves and everything else, no matter what, so.
Oh, wow, so you're covered. You got this all covered.
Right. I mean, so to say, we've had a few positive cases up there, not in the kitchen where I work at, but just in the building in general. But so far, knock on wood, everybody in the kitchen's been safe and everything like that. And I've passed probably, let's see, we take two a week. I've like 80 corona tests at this point.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
in the nose and in the throat.
How many people reside there?
See, resident-wise, I think we got right under 60. It's hard to tell sometimes because some days, like the other day, I was off for 2 days. When I came back today, we had 3 new people. And then some people are just in there for rehab. Like, they're like rehab their leg or their back or something. So they might only be in there for like a week or two.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that's still pretty big. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, we got them coming and going all the time in there. And then for every one that passes away, like two more show up. So.
Wow.
It's a guaranteed job right now, just stressful.
Right. I know, because you've been working like a ton of overtime. And I'm sure a lot of people in your field are right now because of COVID.
Well, mine's mainly other coworkers, which I don't want to just get into detail and, you know, like everybody's dirty laundry or anything, but some of them don't like to show up or show up.
That's horrible. Don't you get a job to make money? I mean,
that's what I thought. Exactly what I thought.
You must not my boss the money that bad.
Right. Well, my boss the other day was like, Dakota, you don't mind coming in early again? And I was like, it's more money on my paycheck, so I don't give a shit. I'll be there.
Right. Right. So that's how I look at it, too. But
yeah,
you know,
let's see, last week, and I know we were supposed to do a show, I think, what, last week we originally wanted to do one?
Yeah.
But at that point, I was already working, I think I was day 7 of 10 days in a row I had to work or something like that.
Yeah, and you were real beat, too. Like, I completely understand. Like, you know, when you're not feeling up to talking on the radio here, you know, take the time. We can always make up another show. So.
See, me, personally, I'm always like, well, I can at least maybe do 30 minutes or something, you know. Kind of like tonight, guys.
Right.
Sorry for the short show, but.
That's okay. Like, that's the other problem we've had over the last month is hasn't all been me, but the storms that happen to be going by do affect our internet, and that's another
And I have HughesNet, and for anybody who doesn't know what HughesNet is, best way to describe it is a hamster punching itself in the balls would be faster internet service than what I got.
Why did I just have a visual on that? It's horrible. Oh, my goodness. You know, today is National Crazy Day. Just thought I'd let you know.
That explains a lot.
I think people have been crazy today. Does
that explain
it?
Explains a lot. Explains everything. National Crazy Day?
Yeah. Isn't that great? We actually have a day to be crazy on. Some people are crazy every day, but today.
I thought that was New Year's. I thought that was New Year's Eve. Everybody's crazy about midnight.
That's when you observe others. Their craziness and how drunk they get it. Yeah, no, today is the National Crazy Day. To just observe the day for people to have fun and be crazy. Kind of scary.
Nice.
You know,
well, you know what
scary?
Else is this month, right?
Oh, go ahead. What's that?
Oh, go ahead. What's really scary? Because it's probably going to lead to the same topic.
No, I don't want to go there yet. Go ahead. Go ahead. What else?
I was going to say, you know what else is this month, right? It's Halloween.
Oh, I know. Like, what a way to have, like, a crazy day in the month of October. I mean, that's perfect, right? Perfect.
Right. So, you do have grandkids, and you might know the answer to this. Are kids going trick-or-treating this year?
No, because up this way, they've kind of – well, I'm not sure if they still have said no on that, but I believe it's been canceled. But the police department and our EMTs are having a trunk or treat – where they fill the trunks up with candy, and you kind of drive through it, the kids in the car, and they'll take it out of the trunk and hand it through the car window. Yeah, and everyone's wearing masks.
That's pretty cool. That's good.
Yeah,
I mean, at least the kids will get a good Halloween experience. So.
Yeah, and if you don't need that, because it's, I don't know, if you can't get out to do that, one of our stores, our car hardware, is it has different locations. And the other locations will be handing out candy, pumpkins, and like another treat of some sort. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, the first 500, I guess, gets how that is. Yeah. So kind of cool. There's things to do. I actually had a small little Halloween party at my place last Friday and had 8 kids here, and it was crazy. Crazy. I don't know if I'll ever do it again.
Was this an adult Halloween party, or is this a kid Halloween party?
No, that was a kid one, yeah. I spent like $100 on candy at our local BJ's wholesale club, and I spent hours bagging all this candy into bags. And then I had all the kids tell me what they wanted for food, right? So I tried to make everything they said. Okay. I know, crazy, right? But I cooked everything that they said, and it looked like a huge buffet here of, like, hot dogs, like kid food. There was nothing that wasn't. And so it was a buffet of junk food all over the place. And while the kids were eating, we went out and hid all the candy in the rest of the house. So
kind of mixed Easter and and Halloween together a little bit, you know, like.
Yeah.
Hey, the Halloween rabbit came. Y'all go find your...
Well, the kids hit it all. They didn't realize this was happening when they were eating. See how cool that is? So they were here dancing the music, then they ate, and meanwhile the witch hit all the candy. And they had to go find it with their Halloween bags.
That
so
mean old witch.
So
it's just the same witch that's turning kids into mice in that movie? Or is this a different witch?
Is it Baba Yaga? Is that
the one you're talking about? I don't know my witches.
The horror movie that came out this year? Yeah, it's still...
No, this is a kid movie that's been advertising. I think it's called The Witch.
Oh, okay.
Or The Witches or something like that. It's like where these witches go to like a hotel or something and they turn all the kids into mice. I don't know the whole plot. Sounds like it should be like a Goosebumps book or something.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look. I'll look for that because that's cool. Turn all these kids to mice. I'd love it. Put them all in a cage. Put them in the other room. I like that idea. No. Grandma wouldn't do that.
Sorry, kids. I just gave your grandma a bad idea.
That's funny. But you know, there's this horror movie coming out called Baba Yaga. And I believe it's kind of an old German tale that...
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I
didn't
know it was a
movie.
I knew they were making like a short... They made like a short series or something of it.
Really?
I didn't know that either.
Really?
But I do know what you're talking about. I've seen something about it online the other day. I can't pronounce
it
right, though. Baba Gubba or whatever.
Baba Yaga. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
It looks so scary. I saw the trailer tonight, actually. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's actually just the trailer is horrifying. Like, I don't even... Because anything that deals with kids, like, in a negative way to me is horrifying. But this looks really, really scary.
Was it like the witch going around eating little kids or something? Or?
Yeah, you guys got to watch the trailer and write to Sherry Clip on Facebook. Let me know what you think of this trailer. Or if you've seen it, I want to know your reviews about this movie. Because it came out this year. From what I heard, they haven't been able to play it, of course, in cinemas or anything because COVID. So
that might be what I remember seeing it. Like a few months back, it was supposed to come out, and then maybe it didn't come out.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that might be what I'm thinking of then. Because I remember seeing something about this a while back. And at first, I thought maybe it was a miniseries. Because you know how Netflix is making all these, like, miniseries and shit now.
Oh, I know. Like, on everything, right? Like, there's no more ideas out there. I don't know how.
I know. They're just they're remaking everything from the 90s, so.
Yeah, it's like, please. Somebody come up with a new idea. Because, I mean, it seems like every single idea has been taken. Like, for real. Like, it's all remakes now, and then there's, you know, the second movie, the third movie, the fourth movie. It's like, come on, make something new.
Right.
We need some more creative directors, producers, and writers. That's what we need.
I heard they were going to make a new Resident Evil movie, which is like Resident Evil 9 now or 10 or something.
There we go.
Point.
Yep. But of course they're going to.
And for your gamer fans, I heard it's supposed to be more based off the game, not whatever the hell the fuck the Resident Evil movies are.
Oh, I'm sorry, but for people who don't play that, like, why would we want to see that?
A lot better plot than what the hell they gave us in the other 8 or 9 Resident Evil movies.
Like
a lot better plot.
But I'm kind of zombied out.
I am too, because, like, I want to say, like, 5 years ago, everything was a zombie movie at one point.
Everything. The Walking Dead, that's all you heard about. You know, like,
Whoa.
Wait,
Walking Dead's good.
It is, but aren't you kind of, like, over that now? Like, isn't it kind of, like...
No, this is the last season of it. ask me in a year, then I'll be over it.
Okay. All right, one more year. And then we'll get back to conversation. Because it's so zombie.
Next year, you're
going to
be like,
everything.
You over The Walking Dead yet? No, they got 2 more episodes left.
It's also like when Vampires came out. Like, everything was vampires.
Oh, my God, yes. That stupid Twilight.
You know, Twilight, oh my God. Like, that spun out so much vampire stuff. And I still think, I don't know. Like, vampires, zombies, I'm kind of, like, burned out from them. And you know what's going to happen. Werewolves are going to come back real strong. I bet you.
Oh, crap. I think we need some mummies or something.
Yeah, well, mummies are zombies. You need, like,
yeah, you know, that
superheroes.
Is kind of true.
You need, like,
I mean,
superheroes.
Is there really difference in a mummy and a zombie except one's wrapped up in toilet paper? So that is kind of true.
So dead
Egyptian
people.
Zombies
Walking
are mummies.
Dead
there you go.
Okay, Dakota, I've got to ask you, what was your best costume growing up as a kid?
Best costume growing up? I remember being in, I don't know if it was my best costume, but my favorite costume was I was a Ninja Turtle when I was like 5 or 6. Best costume, I don't know. It's a good question. I have to do some thinking, and I'll get back to you in the next episode about that one.
Well, name some things that you've been.
I've been a Power Ranger, a Ninja Turtle.
Cute.
Pretty sure I was myself 1 year.
You're yourself. That's great.
See, I've been baseball players, football players. I was Mickey Mouse when I was like 2.
Aww.
Oh, you see the pictures. I was a dominant little Mickey Mouse. For everybody who doesn't know, I won a bunch of beauty pageants when I was a kid, all right? I'm Mr. Tiny Tiny 91. That's around that time. So I was like a cute little Mickey Mouse, all right?
You were what? Tiny Tot?
Mr. Tiny Tot 91. No, like, I got trophies, man. I won a bunch of trophies as a kid.
Wow.
I won my first one when I was like 1.
Really?
Yep, I was in baby pageants from till I was like 3 or so.
That's really cool. You must have been Cutie Patootie.
Something of that nature.
You should have been the next Gerber baby.
Yes, I could still do that now.
That's funny.
Throw me
That's
in a diaper,
great.
Throw me on stage. I got this. They're like, that baby has a beard. Yes, yes, I do. Why does that baby have tattoos? Because I do.
So if you could be anything for Halloween now, what would you be?
Batman.
Batman, that's cool. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes, Batman, definitely Batman. Or Wonder Woman. I don't want to be racist or sexist or anything.
That would be funny. You dress up with your beard like Wonder Woman. That would be hilarious.
Or since
and
I got
scary.
A beard, you're right. Ooh, I could be Thor. I could be Thor.
You could be Thor.
I got the beard. I got the muscle tone.
There you go. Chop those muscles.
I can go buy a hammer and be good to go.
See that? Easy as pie.
So what about you? What was one of your greater costumes growing up?
I was a really scary witch one time. Yeah, I thought it was scary. I was like 4. And I was a witch. And it was a pretty scary witch. But the thing is, I didn't want to be that year. I didn't want to, my parents made me be a witch. I wanted to be a princess. And I can remember how sad I was to be a witch. And so I was grumpy. I was like the grumpy little witch.
Why didn't you say you were a witch princess?
Yeah, I wanted to be pretty. I didn't want to be like a witch in black clothing with. I had really long, curly hair, and my mother, I can remember, she colored it green, and I was so mad because people would say, oh, yeah, it's just pretty long hair, curly hair, and here I am, a witch with green hair, and I wanted to be the pretty princess, and they made me the ugly witch. Yeah, I was so sad. But I look back at it, and I was actually really
sad
cute.
Sad thing was,
so
I was a pretty princess that year.
Yeah. But I pulled it off because I was angry the whole time. So it made the witch look evil.
Right. Character
but,
actor.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah. But I didn't like trick or treat after like age 10, I think. That was it. We were cut off. Like, I see kids now trick or treating up to like, even adults are doing it with their kids.
What?
Like, they're dressing
oh,
up.
True. I mean,
along with their kids.
You're never too old for free candy.
Exactly. It's for little kids, not these teenagers and parents walking around. But I guess, you know, if they want to be part of the fun. Okay.
Never too old for free candy, so I'm down.
Yeah, I guess.
Shit, I might go trick-or-treating this year just for the hell of it.
There you go. Be a cook.
You're like, sir, you're in your 30s. You don't have a costume on. In fact, you're not even wearing pants. Trick or treat.
Just wear that apron you had. That's all you need.
Right.
You know what scared me, though? I mean, this is what I was going to tell you before, and I didn't. All these costumes are in these stores with all these masks and stuff, and now I'm starting to see people wear these masks, like, into the stores. And it's not Halloween yet. It's kind of scary. Is that weird or what?
I think it's kind of weird that people are wearing masks in stores besides the surgical mask or anything like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, these kids that are the size of adults are walking around with these masks, and maybe some adults, I don't know, couldn't see their face, but they're wearing hoodies with these masks on, and you can't see who it is at all. And it's pretty scary. I don't like it. I think you
I can understand that one. That one is kind of, that one's kind of wackadoodle.
Yeah, well, I've seen it a few times now. It's just scary.
I got
like,
good news and bad news.
On.
What do you want to hear first?
Oh, good news.
Good news is we done a show tonight, guys, and we'll probably do another one in the next couple nights. Bad news is we got about 2 minutes left.
That's it? We've been gabbing that long?
I told you, 30 minutes,
goodness.
like when we first started doing shows, guys, 30 minutes would be like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can talk for 30 minutes. Now it's like, I don't know if I could talk for an hour anymore. I think I could talk for like 2 hours doing shows now.
Right, because you're more relaxed. Like, you can just get it out.
Hey, I've been doing them over a year now. So, I'm going to be
Yay!
A pro at this.
Congratulations. First year, right?
Year one of
year.
Our show, and then a year and like some change from when I did your guys' show back in the day.
Right. Well, you did one with me, and then you did one with Brian and I.
Who?
Right?
I did one with you, and then I did one with some guy that used to be your co-host or some shit back in the day.
Brian, yeah. That guy.
Forgot his name. Who?
Yeah, that guy. My show was much better, though, because it was just you and I. And I could ask you like 1,000 questions and... just like answering them all.
And none of them was about
now.
Mickey Mouse.
Was it?
None of them was about Mickey Mouse, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
That is
no,
that's a Brian
you.
Joke, in case nobody got that.
Yeah,
anybody
no,
listening
that
understood that.
From what I heard, he bad-mouthed me on his last show. It's okay. Like, he's not over me. That's okay. I like it.
Damn, you haven't did a show with the dude in like. I like how we're airing this on our show right now. Yes, guys, just talk about his dirty laundry real quick.
It's all right. It's all good. Okay. I like doing this show.
90 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, Dakota, thank you so much for doing the show with me tonight. And I hope we can do another one tomorrow. Because there's so much more to say.
I am definitely down to try to do one tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, thank you to all of our listeners, and I hope you guys have a great night. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to look for us again tomorrow night. I'm going to post tonight's link on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can hear us on Twitter, all those lovely places. I can't even think right now, Dakota. Like, I don't want to end.
Oh, my God. Hit like at the end of the video. Subscribe and tell your friends. And hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at Dakota Wheatley. And that Instagram and TikTok. Well, I don't have TikTok. Never mind about the TikTok. But All right. Everybody have a good night. And we'll for sure be doing another show soon.
What was that? You were laughing. What?
Everybody have a great night, and we'll for sure be doing another show coming up soon. So everybody be tuning in.
All right. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye, Dakota.